Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your country again. Just lifting up the name of Jesus, glorifying His holy name. And this is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. And our subject tonight is God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Truly tonight, you know, God is the God of the living. So, you know, dead don't know nothing else, but and they've done paid all their dues here in this walk of life, so they're already in the presence of God. If they're a Christian, if they're not, why then it's sad. But anyway, we're just thankful to each and every one to come in today and listen to us and be a part of this service. If you want to be a part of it, you want to call in on 310-742-1759. We'll open the lines up to you here to obey God. If you got a testimony or a prayer request, why you want to make known, why go ahead and call them in. That's 310-742-1759. So just worship the Lord with us here in spirit and truth. So I think I'll have a song here, and so we'll just just worship the Lord with us. If you would like to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us. So I guess we'll have a couple of songs there. So God bless each and every listener out there. We thank God for you and coming on and listening to us. So our subject tonight is God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. So, you know, thank God. I know that God is alive today. And I know He's sitting on the throne, ready to answer my request and answer whatever I ask Him to do for me. So just worship the Lord with us, sir, as we have these couple songs.
You're running out of oil. You're running out of the Spirit of God. Backsliders, you still have your lamp, but it's long crying. You need to come back, amen, to the Father's house. You'll find God where you left Him. You'll find the table that you got up from the kingdom of God's house. He's here. The Holy Ghost is here. He's talking to the members of this church. He's talking to every Christian in this place. You know where you are. You know what your lifestyle is like. You know where you are with God.
Tomorrow, Brother Branham,
salvation. And in that name shall ye say, praise the Lord.
God said it. I believe it. God said it. I believe it. God said it.
You know how to think about it. You know how to live through it. Because the God of glory has put his mind in you.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's a great song right there. God said it, and I believe it. You know, and that settles everything with me. And that's what it should be with all of us, you know. God said it, then we got to accept it, because that's the truth. And we just worship with us. We have another song here. If you want to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll open the lines up to you there. So just worship the Lord with us, and we have this other song. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Wonderful songs there. So, you know, just thank God for them. So, if you want to call in today on 310-742-1759, go ahead and call in. We'll open the lines up to you here. But right now, I think I'll obey God for a little while. So, if you just want to turn with us, turn over with us to Matthew, the 23rd chapter, and 22nd chapter, I'm sorry, 22nd chapter, and we're going to read our text here. We're going to be starting in 22 and 32, the verse, and we're going back up and read more of it there. But if you want to be a part of this service today, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. So our text today is says, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You know, I thank God today that I know that God is the God of the living, and I just give him all the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. So I'm going to let Betty read here. She's going back up to 29 and read down through there. So I'm going to try to obey God for a little while here. And so just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, we thank God for each and every listener we got out there, and we know that we got them. So we just thank God for you. So we just pray that God will bless you today with this service. And so I'm going to let Betty read, start out here.
Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God.
Praise God. You know, right there Jesus answered them and he told them, he said, and you do err, because you don't know the scriptures of God's word. And you know, I tell you, today, people out there, they're erring from this word of God here because they do not know what the scripture says. I tell you, praise God, there's people out there today that don't know nothing about the scriptures of God's word. Only scripture they can see is in you, my friend, according to the life style that you're walking up before them. That's a lot of people. They never know what the scripture really means, except we tell them what the word says. Over there in one passage of scripture, it says, how can they preach except they be sent? And how can they preach except, or how can they hear except a preacher? I'm telling you today, praise God, except we be anointed of the Holy Ghost, we cannot preach the true, undefiled Word of God with the anointing of the Holy Ghost if we don't have it. And you know, God is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. And I praise God today that I know, praise God, that I feel him in my life. That's the reason that I know God is still God. That's the reason that I know that he's still alive, because I know I can feel his touch in my life. I know his presence when he comes up on me. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, if you don't know the touch of God's power, you need to seek him until you find the touch of his power. Whenever you seek him, he's going to touch your life. You may be out there in sin, but if you come humble before him, he will touch your life. He'll let you know that you need to repent of your sins, where that you he can be alive to you. My friend, I'm telling you, if you're out there in this world, you're in darkness. You're dead to the Christian life. You don't have God in your life. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you today that it's real simple. All you got to do is to call upon His name and let Him be the God of your life. Praise God. That's what He's seeking. That's what He's after today is to become the God of your life. Praise God. I tell you, Jesus right there in verse 29, it said, and Jesus, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. My friend, I'm telling you today, you do err. You don't know the word of the scriptures. Praise God. I'm going to let her read again. Praise God. Hallelujah.
For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
Praise God. See, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Praise God. I tell you, that's something to know today. Thank God. I tell you, I just praise God today that I know that when I read His word, it's forever settled in heaven. And it's going to be that way, my friend. I tell you, these people going around and saying if they'll do this or they'll do that, they're going to have so many virgins when they get into the kingdom of God. My friend, they're not going to have nothing. Because they're not going in to the kingdom of God except they repent of their lifestyle and get Jesus in their life, except they acknowledge Christ as their Savior. My friend, they'll not be on the streets of gold. They'll not enter into the kingdom of God. They'll never be the angels of God. I was just thinking today when I was thinking about this and meditating on this. Satan, he's done doomed his soul into devil's hell. We can read over there in Revelation, and he told us over there, praise God, in the book of Revelation, he says that he's going to lay a hold of Satan. He's going to cast him into that lake of fire and all the false prophets. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, that we need just to know how to accept how we have God in our life. How we be an intruder with Satan. We be going to a place where that we're not wanted. I'm telling you today, praise God, except you repent of your sins, you'll not enter in at the straight gate, because straight is the way, and narrow, praise God, it's straight and narrow is the way to life. But there's a broad way. There's going to be many that's going to be on that broad road, and they're going to enter up into a devil's lake of fire, into hell with all the false prophets and with Satan, because his pride got him casted out of heaven. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, that you need to know the scriptures. You don't need to err from these words. You need to read this book and know exactly what it's saying. You need to know, praise God, how that one day after a while, how you'll enter in to a destination where that you're going to stay throughout eternity. You can choose heaven today and make heaven your home, being angels with God, or you can continue on in your lifestyle. You don't have to do a thing, but you'll end up into a devil's lake of fire where the fire is never quenched, where the, praise God, the worm dieth not. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, that you need to know where the scriptures and what they say to you. You need to read these books, this 66 books that we study out of. Now, this King James Version, nothing else but that one. because all the others is phony. All the others will mislead you and take you down the wrong path. But praise God, I'm so thankful today that I know that I know, hallelujah, that I'm going to study these words. I'm going to seek these words, and I'm going to stay with God, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to study these words. I'm going to know, praise God, that one day, after a while, that I will be able to hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many. Praise God. I thank God today for these words. Hallelujah. In the verse 31, it says, but as, praise God, hallelujah. Verse 31 there, praise God.
But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. My friend, if you're a living soul today, God can be your God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get this call in right here, and I'll finish up here in a few minutes. 606, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, sister. We've been noticing you've been calling in and losing out on us, sir.
I know. Jim's trying to help me from his end, and it just keeps hanging up on me.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister. You're sounding good right there.
Well, brother, I praise God. I thank God he woke me up this morning, and I thank God for a new day. I thank God for this broadcast because it's reaching many, many souls. I just got a touch of what you were saying, that people, you know, are of God, you know, and once they become his, they truly are of his own. He created them, and, you know, hell wasn't created for the people of today or any day that was born. They were born for, hell was created for Satan and his angels that fell. And I thank God that we can always rest assured, no matter what we're going through, no matter where we are in the Lord, he will take care of us. And, even if we're on our way out, if we're ready to leave this world, we're still God's. We're still his because we're living. But no, in Matthew 22:32, it says, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. That's a question mark. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that, he had put the Sadducees to silence. They were gathered together. Jesus many times had to silence the Pharisees because they would cause confusion. And I find that many in the house of God sometimes cause confusion because they talk out loud. And I heard it was an awesome preaching service. You know, sometimes when you're at home and you hear good gospel music playing, it's all you can do. I was trying to finish something up to mail the other day, but I was listening to that, and the teardrops run to fall out of my eyes, because to hear the good gospel music, the woman was saying, "What, you know, the devil don't like my fire. He doesn't like the fire. He doesn't like God, period. He doesn't like anything we do." And like he was trying to hinder, he can hinder the children of God, but he can't stop, Brother Yearwood, what God wants for
Amen.
His people. And if we go forward and we put our heads down, kind of, it may be a little bullheaded, but if we're full force and we're going to say, I'm going to make my mind up no matter how I feel, I'm going to have to keep going forward. You know, pray for me as I do this broadcast. It's been a few weeks, but God knows all about it. He knows what's going on, and it's not because I'm backslid. I've had to tell the people at church, just because you don't see me here doesn't mean I'm backslid. It doesn't mean I'm not working for the Lord. I want to give him the praise and the honor, and I want to lift my holy hands up to me, to him. Am I still connected, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, you're sounding good right there, sister. Go ahead.
Connected.
You're still connected, Sister Gladys. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what's happened to Sister Gladys, but she's lost us there for some reason or other. So, Sister Gladys, if you hear me, when you get back, why, just go ahead and let me know there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We're going to go to, let's see here, praise God. Let me look here. Okay, we're going to 1 Kings 18 and verse 1. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Don't
take
that.
Yep. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. 1 Kings 18, verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Right here in the 1 Kings 18 and verse 1, it says, And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto
Ahab,
and I will send rain upon the earth. You know, praise God, he was going to let Ahab know that he would hear him, and praise God, whenever he called up on him, you know, and if he heard the word of God, and you know, God knew that he was going to hear him. And let's go on down into the second verse there.
And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. It was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto the brooks, all brooks. Peradventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beast. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. And Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that, my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here.
Praise God. Right here, I want us to look in verse 7 here. It says, and as Obadiah went in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he saw, he knew him, and fell on his face and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? You know, praise God. You know, God revealed Elijah to him through the Spirit there, I believe. Whenever he seen him, he knew him. And, you know, that's the way it is today. Praise God, a true born-again believer, somebody that has been really, truly saved. Another Christian can meet you, and they'll know that you're a Christian, and you can know them by their spirit, and, you know, by the way that they talk, the conversations that they have. But I want us to look into the verse 8 there. It said, and he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. You know, praise God, today, I tell you, my friend, that's what God is trying to tell us today. If we'll know the word and we don't err from the truth, we're going to know whenever we meet up with a true born-again believer of God's word. And, you know, I thank God today, hallelujah, for this message, because I tell you, this has been one that the devil has really tried to fight us on. But I feel good and I feel comfort about it because God is a God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. Praise God, he don't talk to the dead any more, but he talks to them that's alive, praise God. He let us know what we should do and what we should hear. Praise God, and I tell you, God is still God. He's still on the throne today and making intercession. Jesus is for you and I. There ain't but one man between God and man. That's Jesus Christ himself. He's in between us. I tell you, whenever God looks down here, he sees the blood of Jesus upon your heart. He don't look up on sin, because if he looked up on sin, he would destroy it like he did back over there in Genesis with the flood. He looked up there and he seen that flesh come up before him, and all he could see was evil. And he told Noah, he said, I'm going to destroy everything that's on the face of the earth. I'm going to destroy every flesh and every creeping thing upon the earth, because all he could see was sin. But, you know, Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and God told him to build an ark, and God would build an ark for Noah there. Noah went and built that ark just like God told him to, put it in every shape and all the ways he told him to build it. And God told him to build a 3 stories. And he built 3 stories. He took everything upon that ark with him. And that's the only thing that survived through that flood was whatever was on that ark. And that's what we're trying to do today, is to tell you that you're going to have to get in the safety of God's arms if you want to make it into the kingdom of God. It's not God's will that you be lost. It's not God's will that you die in your sins, but it's his will that you repent and be saved, be a child of God, so that you can be an angel in heaven one day. Praise God, I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come, my friend, for you. There's a lot of people they get up one morning, and they don't go to bed that night, because God done called them out. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, choose this day who you shall serve, for tomorrow may never be yours. As far as that goes, the sun down this evening may not even be yours. But I'm telling you, choose this day right now who you're going to serve, who you're going to worship. Praise God. Who are you going to look to be the one that's one you're going to spend eternity with? I'm telling you today, praise God, I'm going to spend eternity with my Father in heaven whenever he calls me. And I'm telling you today that you can too. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want us to look into verse 10 there and let her read again.
Verse 9.
Verse 9, I'm sorry.
And he said, "What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord have not sent to seek thee." And when they said, "He is not there," he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, "Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here."
Praise God. Now he says, thou sayest, "Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here." You know, the spirit of Elijah, it's still here today. It's upon this land. My friend, we've got to worship God in spirit and truth if we ever want to make heaven our home. I'm telling you, today, God is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. Hallelujah. I thank God today that God is my God, and he's the God of my life. I'm telling you, praise God, if we don't serve the Lord, we're serving the wrong one, and we're going to spend eternity in a lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. My friend, I'm telling you today, praise God, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let us call upon his name while he is near, while that we can find him, praise God. There's going to be a day coming that people are going to call upon him, but their sins have separated them so far away from God that he will turn a deaf ear to them because he'll not hear them. My friend, I'm telling you today, you need to choose this day who you shall serve. You need to choose God and let him be the God of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. As she reads again.
Verse 12. "And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I can't come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men in the Lord's of the Lord's prophets by 50 in the cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered not a word.
Praise God. See right there in verse 21, it says, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. You know, praise God. Today, that let us know that people didn't know of what to say. They couldn't answer Elijah because he had told them exactly who to follow. And I'm telling you today, praise God, that's what we're trying to tell you. Follow God because Baal, we're going to find out on down through here just in a few minutes that Baal was dead or asleep or he was gone on a trip. But praise God, he couldn't answer. They cried. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm going to let her read it there. Praise God.
22. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I, only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under.
Praise God. Now let's see right here. This is Elijah talking here in verse 22. It said, and said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. You know, praise God, there was a bunch of them that was following the wrong God there. They were following Baal, somebody that couldn't help them, somebody that couldn't do a thing for them. Just like today, there's a lot of people out here today is following that same spirit, following Baal, because they'll go and they'll cry out to him and they'll do all the things that they want to do to think that they're going to get an answer. But I'm here to tell you that that Baal didn't answer. Praise God, but they fixed them their offer, their altar, and they put their bullocks on it. Praise God, they cried with a loud voice and everything all the way up until noon. But they couldn't, from morning until, praise God, hallelujah. I'm getting ahead of myself, so one letter read again. Praise God.
Verse 24, and call ye on the name of your God, or gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken.
Praise God. Now, let's turn to verse 24. It said, and call ye on the name of your gods. That's the little gods. That's a false god. That's idols. And I will call on the name of the Lord and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. You know, the one, hallelujah, that we call upon, he said, let him be God, the one that answered by fire. And they all agreed that's the right one. Praise God. And you know, they, Baal, prophets of 450 of them, they had faith in their God that he was going to answer. But praise God, we're going to go on and we're going to find out just what did happen there. Praise God, hallelujah. In verse 25.
And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose ye one bullock for yourself, and dress it first, and ye, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under.
Praise God. Put no fire under. But you know, when they started calling out, they didn't get no answer. If we just noticed, you know, they didn't get no answer when they called out on their Baal, their God. He didn't answer them. But, you know, I'll praise God. We're going to go on down through and we're going to find out who did answer. And that's the one that we need to follow today. Hallelujah. The one that answered then. Oh, praise God. He's still answering today if we just call upon him and listen to his voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 26.
And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made.
Praise God. You know, at 450, they called up on their God, and they leaped, and they done everything that they could do. Praise God. But just imagine, hear what Elijah tells them. Praise God. I'm telling you today, that same spirit of Baal is here in this land today. We need to know the difference. We need to know the scriptures, that we do not err from God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, praise God, that whenever they cried and they had done everything that they know to do, they didn't get their answer, but we're going to find out what they did. Hallelujah. Then we're going to find out what Elijah did. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.
And it come to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and cried aloud and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth, but must be wakened.
Praise God. You see, that's what Baal was doing there. And Elijah, he was making fun of him. Praise God. Baal was dead. He wasn't alive. There wasn't nothing he could do. He couldn't hear nobody. Praise God. But you know, it said right there, it said, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. even either he is talking, either he's busy talking to somebody else or doing something for somebody else, but he's not listening to you. That's what Elijah was trying to make a point to him. But I thank God that I know that he wasn't a true God. And, you know, there it said, for he is a God. Either he is talking or he is
pursuing
or he is in a journey or
peradventure,
however you pronounce that word, he sleepeth and must be wakened. You know, praise God. Elijah was telling him he's going to have to wake him up. But, you know, praise God, he was dead. He couldn't be wakened. He was false, and there wasn't nothing nobody could do. But praise God, I'm telling you, God heard this short prayer that Elijah prayed. And whenever he heard, he answered by fire, just like Elijah told him. I said, you, praise God, I'm going to get ahead of myself, so I'm going to let her read again.
And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets until the blood gushed out upon them.
Praise God. You see, they wounded their own selves. They cried and everything else, and they cut themselves with knives and everything else. They couldn't get their God to answer them. But, you know, praise God, Elijah, he prayed a prayer down here, and oh, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. His God heard, and his God answered by fire, praise God. I tell you, that's the God that I'm going to serve, the one Elijah was serving. That's the one that I'm going to call up on, the one Elijah called up on. Oh, praise God, I tell you, Elijah, he knew his God. He knew the one that he worshiped was true, living God, and know that he was the God of the living and not of the dead. Praise God, hallelujah, as we go ahead and read again.
And it came to pass, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any answer, nor any that regardeth. Your God was dead. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they said, and they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word.
Praise God. You see, Elijah, he told him to fill the trench with water. He put four barrels of water under the trench there about four different times, and three different times, and he filled it up. He filled it up with water. But you know, whenever he called up on his God, how we know that the fire come down from heaven and it burnt the sacrifice. Oh, praise God! It took care of it, and it, not only that, but it lifted up the water that was in the trench. Oh, praise God! I'm telling you today that we need to know that when we call up on our God, that our God's going to answer. I'm telling you today, if you call up on your God and you don't ever get an answer, maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to seek God and not Baal, because Baal, he cannot do nothing. He's a dead. But praise God. But call upon the true and living God, the one that's a God of the living. Hallelujah. One that is that will hear your cry. One that will answer whenever you cry out to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. As she reads again.
Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God."
Praise God. Hallelujah. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their face, and they said, "The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God." You know, praise God, the people knew that who God was after he answered by fire. After they seen Elijah call upon his God, and he sent the fire down from heaven, he done away with the stones, he done away with the sacrifice, he done away with the wood, and he even licked up the water that was in the trench. I'm here to tell you today, that's the God that we need to be a servant. That's the God that we need to worship. He's the only one that is a true and living God. He's sitting there today, my friend, just waiting on you to call upon his name, and he's willing to answer your need. He wants, he has a desire to meet every need that you have, and everything that you have the need of today. My God is able to give it to you. All you've got to do is just trust him and cry out on him. If you'll do that, then God will hear, and he will answer you. He will, praise God, to come down from the throne room to meet your need. Oh, praise God. I'm so thankful today that I know that the Lord God is still the Lord. He's still God. Oh, praise God. Today you need to make him the Lord of your life, my friend, if you want to make heaven your home. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, there's many out there that's on that wide a road that can be turned around and get off from that wide road and get on that narrow and straight path. That's what we're trying to do today, is tell you the good news about Jesus Christ, because without him, my friend, there's no way that you're going to escape hell. But praise God, if you'll turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you eternal life. Praise God, I tell you, this is something today. You need to get out of the darkness and come into that marvelous light. As First Peter over there, I believe it is, or Second Peter 2:9 says, you're accused, that you was a peculiar generation, a royal priesthood. He called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, if you will just call upon him, he wants to answer you. And the only way that he's going to answer you, if you're a sinner, is to call upon him and ask him to come into your life and to change your life and make you a Christian. Let you live the life that would be pleasing unto him. Have a desire to follow God. Hallelujah. If you don't, my friend, I'm telling you, you're headed to a destination that you don't want to be in. You're headed to a place where that you're going to burn throughout eternity. Praise God, but I'm telling you today, you don't have to go to that awful place. If you'll just kneel your head down and kneel down to your knees and just ask God to come into your life and to change you. You might say, well, I can't kneel. My friend, God knows your heart. If you would just humble your heart and just ask him to come into your life and to change your life, he will come in. He will change your life. And you can serve this same God that Elijah served. Praise God, I tell you, I'm so thankful today that I knew and that I know that I turned my life over to God, that I come out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And I'm telling you today to do that same thing. Choose this day who you shall serve and make him the God of your life. Make him the Lord of your life, and you'll be able to hear him say, well done, one day. Come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As she reads again, praise God.
And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, and there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down to the earth and put his face between his knees.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, he put his face down between his knees. He bowed himself, praise God, and talked to the Lord. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, that's all you need to do. Just bow your head and talk to the Lord. Talk to him with a prayer. Talk to him just like you talk to someone else, because he is alive, and he's the God of the living, and he wants you today to call upon his name and to ask him to come into your life. My friend, if you'll only do that, God will forgive you. He said every sin on this earth was forgiven except the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. It's not forgiven in this world, neither the world to come. But if you have a desire and if this power of the Holy Ghost is tugging at your heart and telling you that you need to get right, my friend, you need to make a change, because no man can come to the Father except the Spirit of God draws him. And if the Spirit of God drawing you right now is the time that you need to come down before him humble and ask him, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Come down before him and ask him to come into your life, to change your life. Tell him you want to change your lifestyle. that you're tired of living the way that you're living. Praise God, change from Baal and call upon God, for he's alive. He's sitting up there on the throne, just waiting on you to call upon him and ask him to come into your life. Praise God. He's so big that it took a throne of heaven for him to sit on, and it took the earth to be his footstool. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, but he's so big that it took all of that, but he can still live in your heart. He can get down and live in your life and change you and make you whole, praise God, as she reads again.
And he said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." And it come to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
Praise God. You know, that's something. Elijah tell him to go out there and look. And he'd go and look. And he told him, he should go again and look. He should go seven times and look. The seventh time he went back and looked, praise God, there was a hand, a cloud size of a man's hand, coming up out of the sea. Oh, praise God, and Elijah heard abundance of rain. I tell you, today, that's the same God that Elijah served all the way through his whole life. And I'm telling you today, praise God, you can go to that same spirit, and you can go to Elijah and ask him about that. You know, praise God, there's a lot of questions. Whenever I get there, I want to talk to different ones of them about and ask him the things that they did. And you know, I know the answers already because they've served their Lord, praise God, and today that we can serve that same God that they're serving. Hallelujah. Go with us to Isaiah 55 and verse 1.
1 through 3.
Praise God.
"Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Therefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David."
Praise God. You know, he's saying, he's telling us there that if we just come to him, we don't have to have no money. It don't cost us nothing. You know, I thank God today that I went to the Lord. It didn't cost me not one red cent to ask him that I could come into his house and that he could feed me. He gave me that bread of life, and he'll give it to you too today, my friend, if you'll just only call upon his name and trust him incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. You know, that's what God is trying to tell each and every one of us tonight, that we just need to do. Just come unto him. It don't cost us nothing. Just come to him and ask him to come into our life. So I'm going to have a song or two here, then we're going to take her, give her prayer requests, and we'll take them before the Lord and pray for them. So just worship the Lord with us as we have a couple of songs here. Praise God. If anybody else out there want to call in on 310-742-1759, well, go ahead and call in there and just worship the Lord here in spirit and truth with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Around. with this much joy inside of me. How can I just in town? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Has anybody in this place been walked by the blood? Oh, if he's done a work in you, don't sit there on the shelf. You got to tell somebody. You can't keep to yourself. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. You gotta put feet to your face, your hands to the plow. You've got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about God's business. I'm sold out, I'm sold out. Come and come what may, I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today.
just to prove his love.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate them wonderful songs. Thank God for them, and thank God for this service today. God is not the God of the dead, but is but the God of the living. You know, that's true today. God is the God of the living. So just thank God for this service. Thank God for the message that God gave us. So we're going to take our prayer requests and give them in, and we'll take them before the Lord there.
I'd like to say it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. We thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. My little great-great-niece, Emma Rose, she's in the hospital in Dallas, Texas, in the NICU. She's 6 weeks old. She's needing somebody to touch the Lord for her. She's fighting for her life. She's got bacterial meningitis. And we would desire all the prayers from everyone that would pray for her. Stephanie Alton, she's been through a lot. She's been through a lot of surgeries, and her and her family are in financial need, and also needing God to heal them. Her husband's facing a surgery here soon. So let's remember this family that God will meet their needs. April Wilson said to pray for her and her family, her finances, and her husband's salvation. Let's remember to pray for Georgia Lamb. God has touched her, and she's able to eat a little bit, and she's breathing on her own and everything. I think they've took the tubes and everything out, but continue to pray for her, that God will completely heal her. That Sister Brenda Miles' sister-in-law. So remember this one. Carolyn Tankerley said to pray for her aunt, Magnolia Lacey. She's needing a healing. And her son, Dale, passed away Sunday morning. So let's remember that God will comfort their hearts. Nate and Joni lost their son, Lincoln, so let's remember that. There's a lot of people losing their loved ones, a lot of people going out of this world. We just pray that the ones that go out are right with God. Melanie Rogers, she's sick and needing prayer. A man by the name of Kenny, his mom died yesterday. And just keep him and his family in your prayers. Sandra Davidson says, please pray for my brother-in-law, Clee, and keep him in your prayers. Sissy Cribb needs prayer after surgery. Reba had a hip replacement yesterday, and she's needing prayer. Remember Glenda Bryan. She's needing a healing. Angela Flowers had a procedure done, so remember her. Brenda Braswell has 4 more radiation treatments, and she needs God to touch her and heal her. Sandy Conley's dad has cancer, and he's needing a miracle. Lilietta Markham says to pray for her husband, Harry. He got admitted to the hospital, and they think that he has a blood clot in his lung, so remember that. Brittany Cross went to the doctor, and they said that her chest doesn't look right, so let's continue to pray for her. Let's pray for Kathy Lee Marlowe. She needs a miracle. And Sandra Davidson said to remember her and her family. Let's remember Martha and Roy Sexton. They need healing in their body. Their children need to be saved. Carmen McIntosh will be having surgery on August the 2nd. So let's remember this. She's got an aneurysm. It's a pretty serious thing, so remember that. It's located in the back of her eye. Let's remember Brother and Sister Miles. Sister Miles' daddy went to be with the Lord, and they're having his funeral. They had his funeral today, and they'll be burying him tomorrow morning. So remember all the family. Let's remember Gail Hell. She's in the hospital with an infection. Judy Randolph's in the has been in the hospital since Sunday. Carol is in need of prayer. Let's remember Sister Gladys and Brother Tim Dentmer. Both of them need healing in their bodies, and their children need to be saved, and they're in the process of moving right now, so let's pray that God will be with them and that they'll get everything moved, that God will send help to them. Remember my little cousin, Braxton Graves. He was born this morning, and they had to put him in the NICU because of breathing problems. So let's remember this newborn baby, that God will touch him and heal him for his glory. Let's remember Alan Wright. He'll be a senior this year, and he's battling colon cancer. Need prayer for him and his family. Ray Manley and his family need prayer. They're sending Ray home to take care of him. He is in the end stage of liver disease. So let's remember that family. They're going to be needing our prayers. And let's remember all the military men and women. Let's remember all the people in the nursing homes, the hospitals, and the prisons. Let's remember all the persecuted Christians worldwide, all the ones that are still in prison for the Lord's sake. There's been several set free. Let's pray that the rest of them get set free. Let's pray for the president and this country, that he'll lead it by the Lord's help. And let's pray for this country, that it turns back to God. And let's pray that God has mercy on the United States. Franklin Bennett, let's remember him and his ministry. And his back has gone out several days ago, and he's in a lot of pain. So let's remember him. Let's remember Eddie Bolton and his family. He's got boys that need to be saved. Let's remember all of our family that need to be saved, and we'll be praying for all your family that needs to be saved. And Lloyd Ray had a family member to die this week, a cousin, so remember that family. And Debbie Samples needs healing in her body. Let's remember Brother John Samples and the church. And let's remember Frieda Lynchfield, Sister Robin, and all the other ones that come on here with us. Let's just take all these to the Lord in prayer.
Praise the Lord. I want us to say that this, remember Brother Jack Cole. He's needing a kidney transplant. So I want everybody to pray for him. And Pastor Don Cohen, he needs a miracle in his body. So remember him and pray for him. And pray for me. I've got to go to a kidney specialist on the 28th of this month. So I'm believing God for a miracle.
Amen.
And so, you know, God's a miracle worker, and I'm believing God for miracles on all these prayer requests and everything that we turned in here. The Bible says, let your request be made known unto God. So that's what we're doing. That's the reason why we take them before the Lord.
We got a sister at our church. Her name is Martha, and she's needing a miracle in her body, so remember her.
Yes, praise God. So let's just take all these prayer requests to the Lord.
God,
our Heavenly Father,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus, we come before you right now.
God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done for us.
Lord, we thank you, God, for this broadcast. Lord, we thank you for the words, God, that will be spoke today, Father, that you give us, God. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that every prayer request, God, is made known here today. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you'll reach down. God, that you will meet them. Lord, that you will heal them that's sick and afflicted. Praise them up, God. And Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, them, God, that is lost and God that don't know you as their personal Savior. Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will save their soul, God. Sanctify them. And Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, God, that they'll get under so much conviction. Lord, that they cannot turn you away, but God, they have to surrender unto you, God. Lord, they have to call upon the God of Isaac and Jacob and Abraham, God, and upon the God of Isaac, upon Israel, God. And Lord, just ask you, Father, Lord, to touch them, God. And Lord, that you will heal, Father, each and every one of them, God. And God will give you the praise and the glory and the honor for each and every one of them, God. And Lord, just touch them, God, in Jesus. We send the power, God, to the power of the Holy Creation, God, a demonstration, God, to touch their bodies, God, and to heal them, Father, and make them whole, God.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. So we'll just say good night to everybody. God bless you. We love you. Appreciate all of our listeners out there. And we're praying for you all the time, so you can just keep us in your prayers. God bless you, and good night to everybody.